as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside absolutely no one in the studio, but on the phone, Anthony, the backup. How the hell are you, buddy?
Yo, what's up?
What's up, buddy? What's it like over there in the OG studio?
It's a cool 69 degrees over here. I got everything set up. My laptop's up. I got a nice cup of coffee because we're recording this in the morning.
A little morning pod.
Yeah, a little morning pod.
I'm not sure,
but we should definitely keep it in. I was calling you a piece of shit as you were introing the show because I didn't realize you were starting right at that moment. So I really hope when you go back and edit this that that's in there, and I really want you to keep it.
I don't think it is. I'm not sure if I kept that. It may be, but right, I'm sure you're going to call me a piece of shit more times than not in throughout the rest of the show. Just letting you know.
Really, I'm going to call you a piece of shit as much as I can.
We've got a great show ahead of us, though, folks. We've got our top 20 defenseman review. We've got some Chell ratings to go over. We've got a draft, an under 25 draft that we're going to be doing. That one's going to be interesting. I'm going to definitely kick your ass in that.
I don't know, man. I did some scouting here. I did some under 25 scouting. I think I got a pretty locked and loaded lineup.
Oh boy. So that's the draft will be our main event. So you're looking forward to that. But first, I do want to start off by talking about the charity game that I was invited to play in on August 31st.
31st, nailed it.
At the Jack's Ice and Sportsplex at 4 p.m. It's $10 to get into the door. It's the 8th annual Hockey for the House, Ronald McDonald House charity game. There's a charity that provides lodging, meals, transportation, and a community of care to critically ill children and their families who need to be near a hospital for treatment. It's a great charity. It's going to be a great game. Come out and support the boys. $10 to get in, and the money is going straight to charity. Great cause. Come out and support, of course. And don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms, at the Power Play Pod, and on all podcasting platforms. You can just check us out. Anthony, are you ready to get the show going here, bud?
Buddy, honestly, I've been waiting for you for the past hour to get this going. So I'm like chomping at the bit just to talk about something, anything.
Anything. Anything at all?
Anything at all.
Well, this might not be what you want to talk about, but we're talking about the Chell games here. We're going to start off with my quick topic of the day. It's revolving around the Chell ratings. They're slowly starting to announce some player ratings in some odd fashion. Like, I don't get how they're doing this, but like, yeah, random players are just posting their like overalls. It's no one specific. It's just random players. Just, hey, here's my Chell rating. Like, here you go. There you go, world.
Yeah.
But one rating we're going to start off with is Rasmus Dahlin is at an 85 and Matt Zuccarello is at an 84. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I think that's asinine.
It's insane. It really is.
Asinine. Yeah, that's crazy. I think Zuc is good at 84. I think that's fine. I think Dahlin is like more at this point. I'm sure in future Chell games will be higher. I think Dahlin at this point is like an 81, maybe 82 overall.
And NHL is kind of shooting the franchise is kind of shooting themselves in the foot with these ratings because they clump everyone together. We saw in the recent Madden games where their ratings literally scale from like a 50 overall to 99, and like your 50 overall players will still be starters in the game. Like they're an actual part of your team, a decent player to where you can put them in and they're not going to be a complete liability. But the Chell franchise seems to clump everyone. You have your stars in the 90s, yes, but then everyone seems to be clumped right together between like that 78 and 89 range. Like that is like where anyone in the show is clumped at that rating, at that 75 to 80, 89.
Yeah, have you ever tried to play with someone who is like a 65 overall?
I bet they're slow as shit.
It's absolutely impossible.
I bet that's just. I mean, it's just. I mean, that's what everyone in the ECHL is in that game. Is they're all in the 60s. Mostly, and it's just
mostly, but then you're playing against other 60 guys, so it's not too bad. It's just a little slower. But if you have like rookies on your team, who like the NHL franchise doesn't do any like scouting on like these players, like how good they think they'll be. So like I know like a couple years ago, like in Philip Hedl's rookie season, he was like a 67 overall or something like that.
Oh yeah.
So like if I want him to actually play with, you know, the team he's playing with in real life right now, the Rangers, He can't. He
Yeah,
absolutely
no.
can't. That's, one of the many flaws of our PIM leader is the NHL franchise,
Yes,
the Chell
100%.
franchise, if you will.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, so let's just jump into the imagination here. Let's just pretend that the NHL franchise actually got the ratings like somewhat right and there was some balance with the ratings. I'm gonna rattle off a few
Go
names.
on.
I'm gonna rattle off a few names for you, and we're pretending that the NHL franchise has more of a balanced rating system. Where do you put Sidney Crosby in the ratings?
Well, Sidney, I think Sidney Crosby's got to be your highest guy.
Yep.
So Sidney Crosby's got to be like 98.
Okay. So Sidney Crosby's 98. Where's Connor McDavid?
Connor McDavid, much younger, still has time to improve, so I wouldn't want to put his ceiling at 98. I'd want McDavid at like a 93.
Okay. Oh, wow. 93. That's an interesting one.
Well, yeah, it's because I want him to have room to get
Yeah.
better. That's the reason. Because you see, so young, having him at 98, you're capping him
That's fair.
at what, 20, 22 years old,
Yeah.
however old he is, 21, 22 years old.
That's fair.
That's stupid.
That's fair. So Nikita Kucherov, which yeah,
Kucherov.
Nikita Kucherov, which we'll get into in a little bit, buddy. I'm gonna call you out.
Okay. Yeah. Let's. We don't have to go there.
Oh, we do.
But Kucherov would be similar to McDavid. I'd give him a 90 overall. He had a career year, and as we discussed last show, he had a career year in points. So I think 90 is pretty fair for a play like that.
So Nikita Kucherov at a 90, that's fair. So Mitch Marner, you have Mitch Marner better than Nikita Kucherov in real life. So
I absolutely do. But for video game purposes,
what?
which sounds ridiculous again, Marner, I would put him, I'd probably put him right under Kucherov, maybe an 89, but still very good.
Still very, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
89, just because he has great skills, and Kucherov has room to go up too, which is why he's not a 97. But Marner also has room to improve because he's so young. So also he might be, we'll get into it later, but he might not even be playing in the NHL this season. So.
Oof, oof. All right, I got my final two here for you, and we're jumping to the Western Conference, and we're jumping to the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. Ryan O'Reilly.
Ryan O'Reilly is like a solid 85, which is like, I think, high,
85.
which I think is higher than he is in real life. But I think for the, they just won the cup. You get that little bump for the cup. The fact that in video games, or at least NHL, you can't make up for what he does, the little things he does that isn't speed, and a 90,
Yeah.
a 97 rating for accuracy of his wrist shot.
G
I think that
giving him a
85 there.
99 in awareness and hockey smarts.
Yes, I think that kind of boosts his overall there.
Jordan Binnington.
Binnington,
Coming off of a great half of a season.
I think that's another tough one. But how good he was last year, and you got to give it a little boost for winning the cup. If you're the Chell franchise, I would say Binner probably at the, he's probably up in like. If I was making the game, I'm making him in the top 10 of goaltenders in the game this year. I'd say he's, 87.
87. Wow. Holy shit. That's really high.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that's really high. I'm just
Well,
thinking.
this is how I calculated it pretty much. I was thinking like 82, 83, because he is an NHL goaltender. I think most NHL goaltenders need to be at least 80. 82 because he had the great regular season. I think he gets that extra 5 point bump because
The cup.
for winning the cup.
You know,
Yeah, absolutely.
that's some Chell thinking bullshit that you just pulled on me. You know that, right?
No, no, no,
Wait,
no.
no, no,
Chell.
no, 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 no. You said he's in the NHL, so he's a starting goalie in the NHL, so he has to be in the 80s. That's not a thing. That shouldn't be
Well,
a thing.
it is a thing in relation to everyone else around him.
That's
I
like
could give
saying.
him the Madden style rating of like a 72, Vinny, but then he's not going to make any save for you in the game. You're going to be very frustrated playing against the Blues
This
next year.
is me asking. This is me asking you where they. We're putting aside the Chell rating, like what the Chell ratings have been, and this is we're pretending that the Chell ratings are what they are supposed to be. Like Jack Hughes is supposed to be a 76 overall. Like Kaapo Kakko is supposed to be a 75 overall. That's where the rookies should be. And then we see Jordan Binnington, Stanley Cup winning goalie. I would say he's at like a low 80s.
Well, that's just like your opinion, man.
It is the right opinion, okay? It is the
Well,
right opinion.
We'll see. We'll see,
Because I
buddy.
mean, like you see in the Madden games, they're like the quarterbacks. Like there's quarterbacks that are rated at 76. Like Jameis Winston's a 76 overall, and he's not a good quarterback, but he's a starter in the NFL. Like that's the kind of like where I'm looking at it is. I would have like Jordan Binnington at like a low 80s because yes, he is a great goaltender, but he's still developing. We've only seen a half of season from him. So low 80s for Jordan Binnington, in my opinion.
I mean that's fine, I guess. I was just kind of going related to what I know other goalies are going to be in the game. That's what I was based. That's all I was basing it off of.
Yes, so like I said, if you're pretending that the ratings are right, that other goalies are rated where they're properly rated, where would you? You said Jordan Binnington high 80s if the compared to other goalies in like what the Chell franchise is giving them. What do you personally think if the Chell franchise got all if the Chell franchise gave all the goalies the ratings that you think they should be? Where is Jordan Binnington?
All right, well let's put it like this. In my opinion, like the number one rated goaltender for this season should be, I would say, Carey Price. Carey Price should be the highest rated goalie in the game. If you give Carey Price based on everything, all of his stats, I would say you give Carey Price a 90 overall.
But Anthony, what about his injuries? What about he never can stay healthy? He can never stay healthy. He just doesn't play enough to be a 90 BBB.
You don't take that into account in a video game, I
I
don't
know, that's
think,
what I'm
buddy.
saying. That's a lot of people I'm sure I'll see comments and stuff like that when they release the goalie ratings and they say that Carey Price shouldn't be where he is because of
Yeah.
his injuries. It's like that's like your rating is literally
It's
on
just
your
when
talent.
healthy, yeah. When healthy, he's one of, in my opinion, he's the best right now. When healthy, so I would say he's 90. Vazzy's right underneath him with 88, and then I'd give if. If we're doing that, I probably would give Jordan Binnington lower 80s,
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear.
based on that, I guess. But really, it's almost arbitrary when you're going from like an 86 to an 84. So it
That's fair.
doesn't make it doesn't make too much of a difference.
That's fair. That's fair. And that rounds out our quick question of the day that was not so quick. And now we go from talking about goalies and the ratings to Anthony Milani's setup of the week.
Alrighty,
You
this
kill me, kid.
week's.
You kill me. I
Oh,
knew
my
you
bad,
do
my
that. I
bad.
knew
No,
you
my bad,
do
my bad, my bad, my
that.
bad. Damn it, damn it.
Since we're on the phone, I don't have my drop abilities. So I was gonna plug them in, and I knew Anthony would do this. I knew it.
All
And I'm
right, all
there you
right.
go. Start Anthony's setup of the week. What do you got for us, buddy?
All right, this week's setup of the week is another awesome setup from Brian's. It's the first look we've been able to get at the Optic 2 graphic. I believe this is the stock graphic, but it could be custom. But it looks like something that's used for their stock, but it's Antti Raanta's upcoming setup,
Oh, I haven't even
and
seen this yet.
it is awesome. That's what I'm saying. It may be a custom graphic because it kind of looks like the way the colorways are. It kind of looks like it could be forming some kind of coyote-like figure in his pads.
Oh, that's pretty
But
cool.
it's super awesome. Sharp cuts in the lines. He has a little bit of cream color accented throughout the pads. I will post it to the Twitter. If I
At the
don't,
Power Play
you
Pod
can.
on Twitter.
If I don't, you can shit on me, whatever. But I will post it to the Twitter, everyone. So everyone can see. Because this, if this is an example of the stock graphic for the optics used, I almost don't even see a need to go custom because this is so sick.
That's what I feel like Brian's is like last year's wasn't the stock graphic on the first ones like sick too?
Oh yeah, they're awesome. You couldn't go wrong. Like, there's no reason to even do a custom graphic, as we saw with Robert Leonard last year. He didn't even go with a custom
Oh
graphic,
yeah, that's it.
because
That was it. Yeah.
most other guys with Brian's in the NHL, they all go custom, as far as their graphics. But Leonard went with the stock, which I thought was an interesting choice and a good choice because the stock graphic is also really, really sick.
Yeah, I thought you were going with Aaron Dell's setup. Because Aaron Dell had a
No,
pretty sick setup as well.
That one was too obvious, and I think it was too all over the internet. I wanted to bring light to something else.
Okay, that's fair.
But
That's
that was
fair.
an awesome setup. That was an awesome setup. But like I said, I wanted to bring light to maybe a lesser known setup that deserved it, and it's kind of introducing the next line of optics that we're going to be seeing in the NHL this year. Lighter pad, updated strapping systems, so quicker goalie movements, quicker cuts. you know how Bryant's does it.
Yeah, they're top of the line products right there. The graphics are sick. It's incredible to see what they're doing. Now, little side note while we're on the topic of attendees here, Chell, there was a picture in the Game Informer magazine of Tuukka Rask in a butterfly. It's like a picture of his skate view, and Amish Mike sent it to me, and I'm like, is that a picture of NHL 10 or is that a picture of NHL 20? I can't tell the difference.
Yeah,
because it looks the same.
Goalie skates still have cowlings on them, which I would say 90% of goaltenders are not using skates with cowlings. If you use Bauer or True in the NHL, which most goalies do, you don't have a cowling. If you have Vaughn makes a cowlingless skate now, and even CCM just came out with a cowlingless skate. So as of this year, I don't think there's going to be any goaltenders unless they really prefer the, unless it's like a preference, we'll be using cowlingless skates. So
yeah, no,
like, I don't know why Chell can't catch on to that. It's pretty simple, and it's been going on. Goalies have been using cowlingless skates for, this is the third season. So what have they been like looking at as far as that goes?
It's funny because they're like taking pride in like making every player seem unique and everything, and they say, hey, no, we're not doing that with goalies.
Every goalie has the same generic skate.
Same generic bucket, same generic everything.
Well, I will say some of the helmets or the masks that they've made are cool, but they have like one decent mask per team. So you put that decent mask on the starting goaltender of that team, and like the backup gets like the shitty same mask that they've had in the games in NHL 09.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's whatever, but I digress.
Anthony, that was a great setup of the week. You can check that setup out and all of his other setups of the weeks on our Twitter at the Power Play Pod. Be sure to check that out. And Anthony, be sure to post that this week.
I'll post it. You don't worry. I'll post it.
I worry. And it is now time for the starts, the sits, and the call-ups. I say it in that order, but I have no idea how Anthony is going to do it. It's the wild card. Anthony Milani, start, sits, and call-ups. What do you got for us, buddy?
Wild card. Let's let's start with my start this week.
You're starting with your start.
Starting with the start.
Wow, this kid. That's a wild card still.
I'm starting Mika Zibanejad's restaurant that he has in Sweden. He just opened a restaurant with his older brother and a few of their friends. It's called Brodernas. I may have pronounced that wrong.
Are you pronouncing that right?
It's the Swedish word for brothers.
Okay.
It's supposed to be part of a chain that sells like burgers and pizzas. But the reason why it's a start, not just because I'm happy for his new business venture, is because money that they're making from this restaurant is being donated to women's hockey in Sweden.
Oh, really?
So this is helping build the game and making the game available to a wider range of people in his country, and I think that's awesome.
That is
so
pretty cool.
Starting that, happy for him, happy for everyone who's going to benefit from being able to do that. And this is going to bring me to my call-up, bring it back over to North America.
There's the wild card.
Bring it back over. Well, not really. I'm actually going in order. Oh, sorry. Stick call-up. Okay, so
yeah,
call-up. Okay.
Yeah, buddy.
Whatever.
Come
Anyways,
on.
Okay. Wild, I'm unintentionally wild-carding right now. I would like to call up PK Subban, and I would like to congratulate him on his engagement to Lindsey Vonn.
Oh.
That's who I'm calling
smoke
up.
Show.
Okay, happy. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm happy
that's
for
him. That's a power couple right there, but that's a power couple.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Their 4th of July bathing suits never disappoint.
Never, never.
And
little side note on PK Subban. He posted his phone number on Instagram, and he's been doing this community chat with people. And I may have shot him a text and said, hey, you mind doing an intro for the show? And I haven't got anything back yet.
No, he's probably not going to. He's probably not going to get back to you, and I'm not mad at him for it.
I am. I'm upset with him.
I'm not mad at him. I blame.
I like him slightly less.
He's probably a pretty busy guy.
I like him slightly less now.
So what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna sit, and this is a little different from the show notes, Vin. So another wild card, but a last minute change here. I'm gonna sit Evgeny Kuznetsov.
Oh wow.
He just got popped for cocaine at the world's at the world tournament in May, and was suspended for 4 years from international play.
Oh wow!
So he won't be able to play for Russia for the next 4 years.
Is that?
I'm not sure how the NHL is going to handle this. I'm hoping that he's not going to get suspended from the NHL for any time.
Is that?
I know he did seek help for through the NHL's substance abuse like help policy that they have.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully that will help him not get suspended for any time because the Capitals need Evgeny Kuznetsov on the ice.
Yes.
So I'm not. I guess I'm not shaming him. I'm just like, okay, don't be like Evgeny Kuznetsov, kids, and do
Yeah,
cocaine to the worlds. So you know, but
find a different
that
role model. And
yeah, find it.
I don't know if I'd say Ovechkin. You should look to Ovechkin on the same team though, because he crosses sauces. But I'm
He
not.
crosses sauces and he drinks. He has his water bottles are all filled with Coke before the games. Like he's like the exact opposite of what you should be doing to get your body in peak performance. But the guy is scoring 60 goals a year,
So
so can't argue.
let's maybe not look at any Capitals players to be role models.
I mean,
Let's just go with that.
Tom Wilson.
I don't know if I'd go with Tom Wilson either. He could kill some. He almost killed somebody.
He has almost killed several people, but
Yes.
man, is he handsome.
He is. He's a good looking dude. He is for sure a good looking dude. I wonder if the Kuznetsov, like, how is it for like the next four Olympics? Because I mean the Olympics are four every 4 years,
I
so it's
think
like,
it just said 4 years.
yeah, I wonder if
So
that's
I'm thinking it's basically making him sit out in Olympics. But for him, 4 years, he's probably not going to
Oh
be.
yeah,
I mean,
that's yeah, that gets him out of
he
his
could very
prime.
well retire by that time. So he could be, you know, done with international play.
Yeah, that's
So yeah,
fair.
that sucks. That definitely sucks for him. But yeah, that's my start sits call ups.
Your start
What do you
call up
got for
sit.
us?
Your
My
start
start
call
call
up
up
sit.
sit.
Yeah.
Let's get it right there. Start call up sit.
Start
What do you
call
got
up
for us,
sit
man?
for Anthony Milani. Now I'm going to go in order with the start sit call ups. And I am taking a page out of your book because you started this team last week. I am starting the Arizona State Sun Devils new sweaters that they have. That is a collaboration with Austin Matthews. They posted a video on Instagram of Austin Matthews rolling up into the barn, rocking the ASU gear and the new sweaters. It's a yellow sweater with Arizona State riding on the front. I am going to retweet this so everyone can see. It's got the traditional Arizona State, like the state, like the
Yeah,
state.
what the outline what
Yeah.
of the state,
The
yeah.
outline of the state as their like C and like their A's on their sweaters on the left side, and their red numbers. I'm terrible at describe. You're a lot better at describing things than I am. I'm realizing my weakness here.
One of many
One
weaknesses,
of
but go
many,
ahead.
but it's really cool that Austin Matthews can come back to his hometown and collab with ASU. He obviously did not go to ASU to play college hockey, but he is from the area, and it's great to
Yeah.
see that he's collabing with that team. And I mean, it's got to be so sick to be a D1 team that Austin Matthews just comes back to and just like just it's just great to see. It's sick. The jerseys are sick. ASU has the sickest style in the league. I'm gonna retweet that at the Power Play Pod, though. You'll be able to check that out. My sit, though, I am sitting the sweater bracket that the NHL NBC Sports has released. I'm not sitting the entire bracket. I'm just sitting the fact that they missed two sweaters on there, and they put two sweaters that I really don't agree with being on there. The two sweaters that they put on there that I'm not sure about is the Nashville Predators like original navy blue sweaters that they had with the gray shoulders. I'm not sure that that belongs on a sweater bracket, but it's there, and I don't know if I like it or not. And then the other one in the same like matchup is the Sabres 50th anniversary sweaters, and I'm not sure if I'd put that there just yet. They're great sweaters, but I'm not sure if they're deserving to be there like
Well,
this year.
what would you replace those with?
My two snubs are obviously the Rangers Statue of Liberty jersey. That
That
should
wasn't in there?
that was not in there.
What?
And they don't have a single Chicago Blackhawks sweater in there
And
either.
Chicago has like the best
They
sweaters.
have
They have the best
I
jerseys.
mean, you could go with their classic reds, you can go with their winter classic jerseys. That
Yeah.
you could go with either one. But the rest of the
Yeah.
bracket looks great. They've got the North Stars, they got the Ducks, they've got the Nordiques, they've got some really and they've got the Kachina jerseys for the Coyotes. They've got some sick sweaters on there, but I'm sitting the fact that they missed two big ones and they have two rough ones in there. That is my sit though. And I'm calling up, we're sit this is a sweater theme. Start sick call-ups for me. I'm calling up the Carolina Hurricanes new road sweaters. I like those. I
Yeah,
like those a lot, actually.
they're simple. They're simple. I don't have anything wrong with them. They're fine.
I like them a lot. I think they look great. The classic Canes across the sweater, kind of similar to what the Rangers have, where it's like the team name across the diagonal on the sweater. The Canes jerseys, though, those white ones are definitely my call up because they could be the best, one of the best road sweaters I've seen in the league today. Fight me on it.
Yeah.
That was the starts. That was the sits. That was the call ups, or in Anthony's version, start, call up, and sit, however he wants to do it, whatever he's feeling during the week. Oh, man, that was great. Not as long as a start, sit, call ups as last week, though. We went in deep last week's show, which you can check out on all podcasting platforms, by the way. Cheap plugs.
Absolutely.
So, Anthony, it is now time. Let's go into the review first. Let's go into the review first because it's quick. Because I don't hate the review. I don't hate the top 20 defensemen as much as I've disliked the centers and the wingers. Anthony, have you taken a peeksies at the top 20 defensemen here?
Yeah, I'm checking them out right now. I've been looking. Yeah, I mean.
Let's dive right in here real quick. 1 through 5, Brent Burns, Victor Hedman, Mark Giordano, Erik Karlsson, and Seth Jones in the top 5 defensemen. Are you okay with that in that order?
Honestly, I really am. The defensemen, for whatever reason, are just a little more concrete. There's less argument.
There really
about who are the top guys because, I mean, Brent Burns is a clear number one. He's one of the most important players on his team, by far the most important defenseman. He outplays numbers-wise, minutes-wise, every other defenseman in the league. So that just tells you the trust his team has in him. I mean, you can go on for days about why Brent Burns is the number one defenseman. If someone were to argue against that, it would make me question their hockey knowledge unless they really brought to light something that I wasn't thinking about. But Brent Burns, clear number one.
Number two, Hedman. Yeah, number two and three is where I would do the little swip swap because I mean Mark Giordano won the Norris this year and he's a great defenseman. I don't think he's necessarily underrated because he does get a lot of credit, but I don't think he gets enough credit for the type of player he is. He's a shutdown defenseman. I think he's a great player, great mind in the league today. I think I would swap Giordano and Hedman, but really that's just splitting hairs at that point.
Yeah, it is, and I wouldn't because I do like Hedman a little better. I think Mark Giordano may have had his best year last year, and I don't think he's going to repeat it this year.
Well, Anthony,
just because he did so well last year.
So
I don't have a problem with Victor Hedman.
So I have confirmed, though, that this is from last year. It's not preseason. It has nothing to do with preseason. Just letting you know.
I don't understand how it could be from last year.
It is.
Looking at Erik Karlsson's name.
Well, okay, so now, okay, court. Okay.
So they're lying. Okay. They're telling you that they're lying to you.
No, that's what it is. I swear that it is. Who
confirmed this to you?
I watched.
Okay.
I've listened.
No, I'm just saying, like, it doesn't make sense. If they're doing it based on last year, they're not really doing it based on last year.
They are doing it based on last year. I swear.
Even if they're saying they are, they're not because Erik Karlsson wouldn't be number four.
Okay, let's get down to it then. If that's okay, this is what I want to hear from you here, buddy. 1 through 5, this is based off last year. You have a problem with Erik Karlsson at 4. I like it.
I don't have a problem with him at 4. I just don't think it's based off of last year.
It is, though. It is.
It's just stupid to me because based off last year, you could easily put 5 Seth Jones, 6 John Karlsson, 7 Morgan Riley. Any one of those guys could had a better season than Erik Karlsson last year. Way, way better. Like, leaves and bounds above Erik Karlsson because he was hurt.
I don't make the rules, buddy. I don't make the rules. So you jumped into 6.
It's not a rule if it's not true.
But it is, though. It is
it's
what –
It's not. It's absolutely not. And I don't want to – I honestly don't want to hear it because it's not. It's – I'm getting frustrated because this is not indicative of how last year went at all. Erik Karlsson's a great defenseman. If he stays healthy this year, he could be
hop
in
on
the top two.
Hop on Twitter, shine your little phone up nice, hop on Twitter at Kevin Weeks and tell him, hey, buddy, this is not correct. And
I don't
just
think,
do that.
I'm more concerned with your source of information than Kevin Weeks, to be honest.
Anthony, go look it up, bud. Go look it up.
I will look it up.
So 6 through 7, you jumped into it a little bit. John Karlsson, Morgan Riley, Roman Josi, Drew Doughty, and Chris Letang at number 10. We discussed Chris Letang with our good friend of the show, Travis Jake. He kind of opened our eyes to what Chris Letang actually does for the Pittsburgh Penguins. We've kind of hated Chris Letang. Not hated, but we've kind of been dogging his game.
Maybe disrespected him a little
bit. Yeah, we've kind of been disrespecting his game a little bit. Our eyes were open from pro himself and Travis Jake, letting us know what Chris Letang actually does and does for the Pittsburgh Penguins. So 6 through 7, Anthony, is there anything that is concerning?
No,
and this is off of last season.
I honestly don't see a problem with any of these guys where they are. Again, the defensemen rankings are a little more concrete. If I'm just looking at 5, 6, and 7, they all look good. I still, going down to 10, Letang, I still wouldn't have him at 10, even with respecting him a little more. I think Petrangelo, Klingberg, Subban,
yeah, I would
McAvoy, I think they should all be ahead of him. I think Letang's ahead of maybe Trouba and Torrey Krug there. I think that's fair. But Charlie McAvoy, I think, should be ahead of Chris Letang. At least the other guys are, to me, clearly ahead of Chris Letang.
Yeah, I would slot Alex Petrangelo in the top 10 right there for sure. And shift Chris Letang back. Now you go through 11 through 15 here. You got Petrangelo at 11, just on the bubble. We both say that he should be in the top 10 over Chris Letang.
Absolutely.
John Klingberg at 12, PK Subban at 13, Charlie McAvoy at 14, and Jacob Trouba, New York Rangers Jacob Trouba, at 15. Now this is, we're starting to get where I have a problem, and it's someone who's outside of the list that I just named. It's Ryan Suter at 18. And I have been a big fan of Ryan Suter for quite some time now. I always say that he's underrated. I don't think he gets enough credit for his shutdown defenseman ability. I think he's one of the toughest players to play against in the league. I say that as like I've played in the league. But I think Ryan Suter needs to be in this position in somewhere in like 15 through 11. That's where I want to see. If I were to take someone out, I would take out PK. I would take out PK Subban from 13 and I would drop PK a little bit and put Ryan Suter there. Just saying. That's my
opinion. I think that's a assessment. I agree with you there.
Because I mean, something that always bothers me, and I'm gonna give the take here. I may have already done this before in past shows, but the word defenseman, the position of a defenseman, what is their number one job? What's their number one job, Anthony?
Be responsible in your own end and start the breakout.
Exactly. Be responsible in your own end and start the breakout. That's the defenseman's job. And I feel like there's way too much going on here with way too much emphasis on offensive defensemen nowadays, and the great shutdown defensemen get dropped.
Yeah.
They get overlooked, and it's just
I agree with you there. Ryan Suter, just based on his defensive abilities, I think could easily be top 10 here.
And I would definitely not, especially you put him, we'll go into the 16 through 20 here and round it out. You got Torrey Krug, Miro Heiskanen, Ryan Suter, Colton Parayko, and Zach Werenski. I think it's a travesty to have Heiskanen ahead of Suter. And Torrey Krug for that matter. No offense, Torrey Krug, love his game. But, I mean, Ryan Suter, man, just getting overlooked, and I don't like it. Not a fan.
No, I actually agree with you on that one.
You agree with me? Is that a thing?
Yeah, you made some decent points, which doesn't happen very often. But I think we have very similar views on defensemen, actually, on that. We like more of the shutdown guys. And the offensive guys are important for your team as well. But I think as far as defensemen, I prefer a shutdown guy versus a very flashy offensive guy. I think I'd rather, maybe an unpopular opinion, but I would rather Ryan Suter on my team over a guy like Erik Karlsson.
Yeah, I would too. I would too.
I like the responsibility in his own end. I think he does a lot of things that just don't go reported because it's not a stat.
Exactly.
Tape-to-tape passes aren't a stat in the NHL yet. Maybe it's an advanced stat that I'm unaware of.
Well, you can't stat like the knowledge and the way, like we said earlier, the awareness of a player like Ryan Suter, knowing the game, knowing where to be, knowing what to do, shutting down. We talked to Jake about Chris Letang and how he's going top line minutes against the top forwards of every other team. That's what Ryan Suter's doing as well. And he, I mean, is top line minutes every day. I mean, he could be one of the reasons why you see guys like Matt Dumba and Jared Spurgeon and guys like that getting looks now as good defensemen because they're the leadership of Ryan Suter in that D-core in Minnesota. I mean, it's just like you said, stats. You cannot stat what Ryan Suter brings to the table, and it's just.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's overlooked Ryan Suter, and it's unfortunate because next year he's at 18 right now. We may see him not even on the list next season, and if he continues to play the way he is and he's off the list, it's going to be just ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be off the list. I think you can't. I don't think you can ignore him that much. But I think because he's more quiet offensively, and you don't hear about him a lot because he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He just flies under the radar.
Yeah,
he'll stay, you know, bottom 15 or the bottom like the last five. 15 yeah. to 20, I'd say.
Now, is there any? Now, I talk about off the list people here. Who's on the bubble that you think should be? Are you okay with this top 20? You don't think that anyone needs to be in? Or I'm personally okay with this. I don't see any bubble guys that I think should be in over certain players. To be honest,
I'm looking at some of the guys that NHL consider to be on the bubble. I don't think so.
Who does NHL maybe have on the bubble that should be in?
It looks like maybe. Aaron Ekblad from the Panthers? Maybe him, but with Zach Werenski at 20 in the season he had last year, it's almost like that is the separate. That's the tier break, if you will, of defensemen. I think under everyone, it's Zach Werenski, and then it starts a whole other tier of defensemen, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that. The only player I would take out from the list and maybe slot in a guy like Ekblad. I'm not sure if I'd slot in Ekblad, but just someone that I might take out of that list to put a bubble guy in is Heiskanen. I'm not that crazy about that kid.
I think he's a very good defenseman. I think he's a little more underrated. I don't think because of his regular season was solid, and the little playoff run they went on, I think, really helped him out as far as getting his name on this list.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't hate this list. This is actually the best list that they've done. I'm very interested to see top 20 goalies, which we'll get into next week, you and I. And that'll probably be the most heated one that we have is the top 20 goalies. I feel like the NHL is not going to get that right.
I actually agree with you there. I think we're going to have some disagreements amongst us, and I think we're definitely going to have some disagreeing between us and the list.
For sure, for sure. Now, Anthony, let's round it out here, buddy. Let's round up the show. Let's do our draft of the top. Let's draft a lineup of the top under 25 players in the league. And to let the fans know, the listeners at home, to get a little bit better understanding of the way this draft is going, You get. There's five picks. You get a center, two wingers, two defensemen. Six picks. Center, two wingers, two defensemen, and a goaltender. You can draft them in any order you want, but once you have that position locked up, you can't draft them anymore. So there's some strategy to be done here. If you draft two wingers right away, I'm not going to draft right away. I'm not going to draft wingers right away. I can wait and take someone more important. You know what I mean? Yeah. Know what I mean here? Mean Gene, Anthony. Yeah, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I know exactly what you mean, Demi.
So I'm just letting you know, letting the fans know at home, we're drafting our top line of under 25 players. And Anthony, I will let you. Do you want to go first? I'll let you decide. You want to go first or second?
That's up to you, buddy. You tell me the order. I'm just here. I'm just here to get a better team than you, but you do whatever you want.
I'll let you. Man, this is because number one is so obvious. It's just who's gonna get number one here.
Well, you need to make a decision.
I don't. Oh man, you won the last draft though. You did win the last draft, so you can go first.
Well, I'm going to pick Connor McDavid.
Connor McDavid, number one overall. That's the most obvious pick. That really is really the most obvious pick. There's no getting past that. Connor McDavid is the best under 25 player in the league. It's just, I mean, there's just, I mean, come on. You can't really. Okay, Anthony, let's just for shits and gigs here, bud. Why do you pick Connor McDavid at number one? What does Connor McDavid bring to the table?
he is the best player at his position for not just under 25, but in the entire league, barring Crosby, who's on another level. We get that. But barring Crosby, he's on another level as far as his talent, his vision on the ice. He's so – him being under 25 makes him even that more it makes you want him that much more.
Yeah.
So he's just a very easy – we don't need to spend a whole lot of time discussing him because he's just a very easy – he's the obvious 101. I don't know anyone – if you can make an argument against it, please let us know. I can't think of one.
No, there really isn't. And since you have taken your center, I don't need to take a center. I was going to be hot to take a center here, but I'm not. I'm not going to take him because you've already taken your center and I don't need to waste a pick there. So I'm going with a winger here. I am going with Johnny Gaudreau as my winger. Johnny Gaudreau of the Calgary Flames. He's a stud. Great awareness, short guy, love the short guys, big USA hockey guy as well, went to BC, super talented player. Johnny Gaudreau, are you writing this down, by the way, bud, or you want me to do this here?
I've got the notes here.
All right, here we go.
Let me get this here going here.
I'm taking Johnny Gaudreau, though, with my first overall pick, and then I'm going to match my wingers here. Or no, you know what? I'm going to go with my defenseman. I'm going to go with a defenseman here, and I am going to be selecting with the first pick in the second round. I am going to be taking Mr. No, let's say Charlie McAvoy. Another USA Hockey guy. I'm going with Charlie McAvoy as my first defenseman off the board, and I'm going with Johnny Gaudreau as the first winger off the board. Anthony, beat that.
I'm gonna stick with the Bruins here. Get my winger, David Pastrnak.
Solid pick.
23-year-old right winger. He is an absolute stud. He can get it done regular season. Comes through for you in the playoffs. What else is there to be said? He gets to play with Bergie and Marchand, which I'm sure doesn't hurt his abilities out there. But he himself, wicked shot, makes plays happen. There's a few plays in the playoffs this year where it was all him. He enters the zone, beats a couple guys, and then beats the goalie. Like that happened multiple times in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy you want on your team. He had 35 goals this past season, and I think he can. We talk about like players having their best year, not being able to match that.
Look at you with the stats.
And some coming into this next year.
Look at you with the stats here, bud. Unreal.
Yeah.
You're on the back to back though. Who you taking with your second pick? McDavid and Pasta on your as forwards. Are you tempted to go anywhere else? Or are you sticking with forwards?
I'm gonna pretty much lock this down and kind of make it really hard for you to win this. I'm gonna go with Mitchell Marner as my other wing. So I got my two wings now in my center. I don't know how you're gonna even compete with me, buddy. I'm sorry,
buddy. You've locked down your forwards. I don't need to take any more. I don't need to take any forwards right now because you've locked it down. You're not gonna be taking it. I'm going with Andre Vasilevsky in the cage. Because I mean, how do you not pick Andre Vasilevsky? Like that's just I'm actually surprised you didn't take Vasilevsky. Because really, pickings are.
I have a sleeper goal now that I know I don't have to pick him yet. I'll pick him with my last. But I have a sleeper goalie that I knew you wouldn't have thought of, so I didn't pick him.
Are you gonna go with Binnington? That's the only thing I can think of.
No, I'm not. We'll see.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. So I've got Johnny Hockey I've got Johnny Hockey on the wing. I've got Charlie McAvoy on the back end. I've got Andre Vasilevsky in the cage, and I'm going with Zach Werenski to lock down my decor here. I think obviously we just went over the top 20 defensemen. Zach Werenski in that top 20. I'm three of my picks are USA Hockey guys. Is there a slight bias here? I think so.
There always is with you. Yeah.
Always. Yeah. Always. No, but Zach Werenski, we talked about how he's deserving to be in the top 20 defensemen. I think his game is only going to get better. I think he's one of the top defensemen, going to be one of the top defensemen for years to come. He's going to have to be strong to be on that Columbus Blue Jackets back end with a team that's not going to be very good this season. So he's going to have to play top line minutes and become a big for the Columbus Blue Jackets. I think so that Zach Werenski, I don't know how you compete with it. I just don't. I mean, you can talk about your team being sick and all that stuff, but it doesn't make any sense. I have the reigning Vezina, and I have two of the best young up and coming defensemen in the league.
Yes, but you forgot one really great defenseman. Also plays for the. I mean, am I up here?
Oh,
Am I close? You
no!
forgot Seth Jones. He's a big, tall body.
How
just
did I forget
crushes
that?
guys out there.
How
gets
did I
his
forget
points.
that?
Plays a ton. Can handle the workload. This guy. This is the guy you want on your team. He's 24.
I messed
just
up.
makes the cut. He'll be 25 in October, so he just makes the cut for right now. He was my first defenseman, even ahead of McAvoy.
Yeah,
I'm surprised
I
you
just
get him.
I didn't even think about it.
Am I also at a turn here?
You are at the turn here, bud. I think you have 4 picks, so you have 2 picks left.
Yeah, I'm gonna round out my D man here. I'm gonna get Aaron Ekblad, the guy I mentioned earlier who was on the bubble. He's a guy that I know that he's a good defenseman under 25. He's just I couldn't get all the top guys. You picked the two of the top guys, and I got the other one. And Ekblad is not. I don't think he's the top guy, but I think he's young enough, and he can be a leader on the team he's on, being on the Panthers. I really like him going forward and growing. He's more of a project
that
I want on my team versus someone who I know who I have. Go ahead.
So I am going with. Oh man, I have my two forwards left, and this will end my draft here because my team is Johnny Hockey. On the back end, I got Charlie McAvoy and Zach Arensky, and in the cage, I have Andre Vasilevsky. The center decision is a tough one since you've already drafted your centers. I can discuss with you who I have it down to. Anthony, let's play a guessing game here, buddy. Let's play a guessing game. Who do you think my two centers that I have a hard time deciding between are?
I have no idea why you'd have a hard time deciding. To me, the easy pick here is Nathan MacKinnon.
That's who I have written down, but it's tough between him and Austin Matthews. I have a tough time deciding between the two.
To me, it's not even close.
But do you think – so we saw
no,
Nathan
I don't
MacKinnon.
Think.
No, no, no. Listen. Just hear me out here. And this is something – this may hurt me because I'm talking negative about who I'm probably going to pick. Nathan MacKinnon is succeeding so much because of the fact that he's on that top line. Do you think that he struggled in the past? He has had bad seasons when he didn't have that top line. Do you think that Austin Matthews would get the bump because we've seen Austin Matthews play well no matter who he's with? Like,
no, I don't agree with you at all. I think when he had his – he didn't win the MVP, but when he made his MVP run and lost out to Taylor Hall, Nathan MacKinnon was pretty much playing by himself.
Didn't he have Rantanen and Landeskog?
I don't think he was on a line with Landeskog when he was making his run.
I'm pretty sure they were.
I'm telling you, it's not even. You do what you want to do, but you're not going to change my mind on him.
I'm honestly going.
The only reason he's number two is because of a guy like McDavid. He's such a MacKinnon is such a superstar. It's McDavid, MacKinnon, and everyone else.
Yeah,
Matthews
that's
is,
fair.
Matthews is way behind MacKinnon in my opinion.
I don't think way behind, but I'm taking Nathan.
I think he's way behind.
I am gonna take Nathan MacKinnon as my next pick as my center. That's who I was gonna take. I had him written down already before you already started talking about him. I just wanted to see I don't see Austin Matthews being that far behind. But I can see your argument. I truly can. Yeah. So with my last pick, I have a winger to fill, and it's also down to two players, and it's between Matthew Barzal and it's between Brock Besser. I could go with my USA Hockey. I could go with my USA Hockey team here, basically, aside from MacKinnon and Vazzy. I could go with Brock Besser, or I can go with Matt Barzal, who tore apart the league on an Islanders team that not many people thought could be where they were last season. So honestly, that's why I'm taking Matthew Barzal with my last pick, because he's
I would take Barzal there as well.
Barzal's a center. Sheet.
Barzal is a center. So
oh,
can't
I can't
take,
take
yeah,
Matthew
right
Barzal.
About that.
So I am going Brock Besser.
Okay, I didn't realize you had already taken a center. Oh, MacKinnon.
MacKinnon was my center. Yep. Okay. Right. Never mind then. So Brock Besser will be my winger here. I am sticking with the USA Hockey.
Choice nice and easy.
Yeah. Though. Yeah. I mean, 55 points this season, 29 goals, 26 apples. Very balanced game in 62 games. He's a Calder Trophy finalist. What's not to like with Brock Besser in the league. I mean, he's a great player. Another USA Hockey guy, went to North Dakota. That's my team, though. I have Nate MacKinnon at center. I have Brock Besser on the wing. I have Johnny Hockey on the opposite side. Charlie McAvoy, Zach Werenski, and Andre Vasilevsky in the cage. You're not beating it, buddy. Who's your last pick?
Oh, I am going to be. I have Carter McDavid. I don't come up with.
That's cheating.
I'm gonna go with more of a dark horse pick for my goaltender, someone I believe in personally, that may be off people's radars because the team he plays on, but I think he is gonna help them make the playoffs this year because they have a good team around him. He was drafted in 2016 in the second round, Carter Hart.
Oh wow,
the Philadelphia Flyers.
Wow.
Like I said, dark horse pick. Not everyone's going to agree with that. I'm sure people are saying, you know, you're leaving Binnings on the board, a few other guys. But I really like Carter Hart. I'm not looking for the best players. I'm looking for the right ones.
Wow.
I watched him a lot this year. He's a very interesting player to me because he's a young goaltender, played for Team Canada World Juniors. I've been watching him over the past couple of years. I really like what I've seen in him. He had some misfortune with the Flyers this past season just because it's the Flyers. But at times, if he can get consistent, because at times he looked like a bona fide NHL starter stud, staring down some of the best in the league, Ovechkin, making saves on Ovechkin. So I really think that he has the potential to be the guy you need to maybe be, you know, a Jordan Binnington type talent where he comes in as a young rookie with not much experience and comes and helps his team make a nice little playoff run.
Yeah, and I mean that's a solid pick. I think Carter Hart is, I think Carter Hart's status of a top goaltender remains to be seen for sure. And I mean he could be the missing piece for the Philadelphia Flyers. And yeah,
with upside there. I'm going with upside on my pick.
I don't hate that pick. I respect it for sure. I'm surprised. I mean, with Carter Hart, you didn't pick like Georgiev or Shesterkin or guys like any of those guys.
I thought about those guys. But I think with the rest of who else I have on my team, I made a lot of safer picks on my team. I think I can afford to take that risk with Hart, where if he hits, he's gonna hit this year. I mean, even if I lose this poll on Twitter, if Carter Hart hits this year and ends up being one of the best goalies in the league,
yeah,
we're gonna come back to this.
Yeah,
let's talk about
from a Ranger standpoint. Let's hope not, buddy. Let's hope not.
Oh yeah, absolutely not.
So
we'll see.
So your team is Connor McDavid at center. On your wings, you have David Pastrnak. You have Mitch Marner. On the back end, you have Seth Jones and Aaron Ekblad. And in the cage, you have Carter Hart. There's some weakness there. You got two players there that I think you have are obvious weak points, and you better hope that McDavid and your forwards and McDavid, you better hope that McDavid and Seth Jones can carry that team, because Aaron Ekblad and Carter Hart, I think, are your weak points. But then you look at my team, you got Nathan MacKinnon at center, you got Johnny Hockey and Brock Besser on the wings. Can't go wrong with them. Charlie McAvoy and Zach Werenski on the back end, and Andre Vasilevsky in the cage. I think that your team is more top-heavy, and my team's a little bit more balanced. Defend yourself.
I disagree 100%. I disagree 100% with that. I think me being able to go first and lock the guy, McDavid, I think McDavid alone is...
We should have made McDavid not like off-limits, because that's just like...
Yeah, well, it is unfair to have a guy like that on your team. I think that's just the edge I have. I have the best player available in a two-person draft, so we only have five players, and I have the best player out of the 10 players we drafted, out of the six forwards that were drafted, I have the best one.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, you get the edge for center. You may get the edge. You get the edge over one winger, in my opinion. I would give the edge at Pasta over Besser. I would give Pasta over Besser, but I'm not giving you Marner over Johnny Hockey.
Well, you don't have to. Everyone else in the world who knows anything about hockey will say that Mitch Marner is better than Johnny Gaudreau.
That's fair.
So you don't have to.
We'll see.
Fine.
We'll let the Twitter votes handle that. You can vote on our Twitter at the Power Play Pod. Let us know who you maybe. Let us know who you think is your top five, your starting five under 25 team. Let us know what you think. Vote for me, obviously, because I'm the best. On that note, folks, Anthony, do you have anything else to say here?
I'm all done here.
All done.
I got the winning team. I'm ready for the votes to be pouring in about.
You've won two straight.
I'm the champion here.
You've won two straight. So let's see if we can make make it a third.
My competition isn't very stiff. So.
Ouch.
Yeah.
On that note, folks, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Power Play Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Pod. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can listen to us on all podcasting platforms, whichever one you want to choose. We're there. We'll be back for another episode next week. We're going to be covering the top 20 goalies next week. Until then, have a good night or day whenever you're listening.
See ya.